Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, yeah, you know what the new mandates are. If you want to go to a Bills game, you got to be vaccinated. If you want to go to a Sabres game, you should probably see a psychiatrist, but you also have to be vaccinated for that. This has got to apply to all concerts, right, Pasquale? So if there's somebody you want to see at the stadium or the hockey arena for which you have paid, you have to do something to your body which you might not very well wish to do. This whole thing is outrageous. It's a power grab. And I want to hear from parents in Orchard Park. What do you say to the people who say that you are teaching your kids the wrong thing when you teach them about civil disobedience, that they should be taking their masks off? We've got a governor, Governor Hochul, who is now telling preschoolers that they've got to wear masks. Now, yeah, I'm going to ask Steve Cohen why the law firm he's with was at the Hochul fundraiser. Yeah, I got no problem with that. But we are going to have Steve Cohen 3:45 to 4:45 answering your questions about all of these mandates and everything. I mean, if you are what is it like? If you're a season ticket holder, you might have been a season ticket holder for decades and you have given up your season tickets because you just refuse to be vaccinated. I know some people who are not going to get vaccinated and they're going to give everything up because they are not going to do it. They're not, you know, by the way, one of the highest groups, there are some groups of people that are very high in terms of the unvaccinated. Our black brothers and sisters, one of those groups. Another group, people with PhDs, are among the very highest in the I don't want to be vaccinated group. Of course, the two are not mutually exclusive by any means, but I find that to be very, very interesting. But look, Mark Poloncarz, folks, I talked about Andrew Cuomo having issues before anybody else talked about Andrew Cuomo having issues. I told you before it was public knowledge. Well, it was if you were listening to me. I told you that Cuomo had created a toxic work environment and that he marauded around his office like a tyrant. Okay. Sorry. I know the personality type. Mark Poloncarz is an extremely insecure man who wants to control you. It's almost like Mark Poloncarz got turned down for the senior prom by somebody he really wanted to go with, and now that he's county executive, he likes to basically swagger around reminding you how much power he has. It's like, I'm sorry, people who do that, there's something wrong with them. The people I know who really have power, they don't go around talking with it. I was hanging out with a billionaire the other day. A billionaire. And he didn't go around saying, you know, I'm a billionaire. He didn't do that. He didn't have to because he was secure. Mark Poloncarz is not secure. Anybody who needs to control other people in the way Mark Poloncarz and Kathy Hochul are, of course, Kathy Hochul is a snake. I mean, she went to my daughter's birthday party. Oh, she spoke at my daughter's school once. Oh, she's so charming. She's a snake. She's already showed us what she is. When she went to Congress, does anybody else remember that charade? If I go to Congress, I'm not going to be a typical Democrat. I'll reflect the values of Western New Yorkers. First thing she does when she gets to Washington, she becomes a typical Democrat. And then people fall for her act. She's one of the biggest con artists in the political world. And she'll make more money in her pension in 1 year than most of you are going to make in a lifetime. Between her and her husband, J. Edgar Hochul, the former U.S. attorney for Western New York. I mean, folks, we let these people lord over us and we do nothing to fight back. Civil disobedience, as discussed by Mohandas Gandhi, later Mahatma Gandhi. That's what we have to do. We've got to rip off these masks, rip off your children's masks, and say enough. Because they're, and Kathy Hochul during the news, we had a soundbite. Oh, it's so tragic every morning to hear about the number of children with COVID. Kathy, kids get sick. Kids have gotten sick ever since I was a kid. We got sick. And guess what? Chances are they're going to get over it. Chances are excellent they're going to get over it. Because the kids who die because of COVID typically have some pre-existing serious medical issue that actually killed them. And the COVID might have pushed them over the edge, but they probably weren't long for this life anyway. So when you start saying, oh, I'm just in tears every morning because of the COVID cases among children, Kathy, I'm sorry, do you not understand? Kids get sick. And if you want an immune system as an adult, you should probably eat a pail full of dirt every month when you're a kid. Let them eat dirt. Strengthen your immune system. I mean, you got to work out your immune system. I mean, I don't wake up crying every morning when I hear so many thousands of children are COVID cases. Why would I? They're going to live. Do I wake up crying every morning when I find out that a friend's kid has a cold? No, they'll get over it. Anyway, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I'd like your thoughts on Mark the Shark Polenkars and his edict. I'm very disappointed in the Pegulas for not putting up a fight. I thought they were more for the people, but I guess not. I'm very disappointed by that. If you have canceled tickets, I mean, especially, you know, those of you with the single game tickets, I really feel sorry for you because you bought something and then they changed the terms of the purchase after the sale was made. Now, I don't know what it says on the back of the ticket, and even if I had one, I probably couldn't read it anyway. But 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Mike on a cell phone. Oh, by the way, Frank Todaro, the county legislator, told us earlier that if this vaccine mandate persists, no way he's voting for taxpayer funds to support a new stadium for the Bills. Good move. Anyway, hello.
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. First of all, I am not vaccinated, and I am not a Bills season ticket holder, but I am a Bills fan, but I don't know for how much longer I will be. They already don't need as much as, to me as I used to. But my point is, even if I was a season ticket holder and I was vaccinated, I would still turn in my tickets. This is a form of a vaccine passport. Even if I was vaccinated, I wouldn't go to these games anymore. I would fight just the fact that they're asking for proof of a vaccine. And I think...
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. The phone died. All right. So if you are vaccinated, how many of you who are vaccinated who have season tickets or other tickets for the Buffalo Bills, how many of you are going to not go to games? And you know what? You might call a radio show and say you're not going, but I know that the next home game, when I turn on the TV, it's going to look pretty full in there. So, I mean, talk is cheap. It's action that is expensive, and I don't know how many people are going to be willing to say, well, on my principles, I'm going to sit at home and mow the lawn instead of watching the Bills in person. All right, 803-0930, your take on what happened yesterday, and I also would love to hear from people in Orchard Park as far as the situation where you are encouraging civil disobedience among Orchard Park students. Are you being irresponsible as parents? Quite the contrary, I believe you're being very responsible as parents because you are raising children to be Americans. You are raising children to understand that they are not subjects of an anointed by God king, but they are participants in a constitutional republic where the county executive, the president of the United States, they are not anointed by God and they don't pass rulership down through the male chromosome. All right, this is not Great Britain. This is the United States. I meant the United Kingdom. This is the United States of America, and it's 2021. And we've got power-hungry, egomaniac, insecure people like Mark Poloncarz and, yeah, Kathy Hochul, who want complete hegemonic control over your life. I think it's disgusting. And, you know, and oh, the other thing is, too, just a very basic question. I keep hearing this crap, I think it's crap, about most Americans support vaccine mandates. Most Americans support mask mandates. I'm sorry, I have to call BS because I've been hanging out with people who are not exactly Rush Limbaugh for life listeners. I realize Rush is no longer with us, but they are not in favor of mandates. What I hear most is medical choice. Let's go to JJ in Wheatfield on WBEN. And yeah, I mean the spokesman Ron Mercuria this morning. I mean two business hours is what he based. I mean unless the bills opened all night, nobody told me, but they made the announcement. Poloncarz did at 2 o'clock. So I figure by 3 o'clock, everybody knew. And then 3 until 5 would have been Bill's ticket window hours to call. So, I mean, how many tickets can you cancel in 2 hours? Let's go to JJ. Hello.
How you doing there?
Yes, sir.
Ticket holder till about an hour and a half ago.
For how long, sir?
About 10 years.
So tell us what happened and what tipped the scales.
I've been going to games since 1970 or so. But it was a 20-minute wait to contradict the news saying that the response to get refunds was minimal. It took me 22 minutes to get through. They sent me to a web page in which they have their jab policy sitting there. And if you'd like to get a refund, click here. So obviously somebody in the IT department decided that we were getting enough phone calls about this. So they decided to just give us a direct link. So I am no longer a season ticket holder. It was a matter of principle for me. And for the Buffalo Bills, for the Poloncarz family, we love you for keeping the Bills here. But you should have learned from last year. We Bills fans, like any other NFL fans, we can get together outside that stadium and have just as much fun. We did this to support the team. But when the organizations or the county stop supporting us, this is what can happen. So I know your phone calls are melting out there. I can tell down at One Bills Drive. But sorry. It's a matter of principle. The only way we're going to stop this, Western New York, is to put our foot down.
Well, yeah, that's why I keep on saying civil disobedience. If you want this to end, you have to stand up and say no. If you're a season ticket holder, cancel your season tickets. Don't bother buying tickets to the Buffalo Sabres. I mean, why would you waste your money anyway? I could find more entertainment watching ants.
They're going to have at these events as well. So we as Western New Yorkers / New Yorkers / Americans are going to have to at some point, because it's not going to stop here, to say, okay, I'm not going to play your game. What we did for the Bills organization, and not to mention for our friends, our great friends in Orchard Park, because we tailgated down there. Sorry about this. A lot of revenue was spent down there, but if that's the way we're going to go, if we're going to let one person out at the Rath building dictate to us how we're going to live, this is our response. This is my response. It's personal. It hurts. It's going to hurt members of my family, but I'm doing this on principle for future generations and actually for the Buffalo Bills themselves.
And in what way are you doing this for the Bills, just so we're clear?
Well, as we know, there was some controversy among some of the Bills players about this, about whether they were going to take the choice to be inoculated with whatever this substance is. And many of them said no, and many of them made a stand. I waited about 24 hours when I first heard the announcement to see if any of the Bills players were going to stand up against this. I did not hear that. So I'm doing this for the Bills to say, next time you have some politician whispering in your ear that we'd like to impose a mandate, you actually do have a say-so. And Gula family and the organization could have said no. Go pound sand.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. Exactly the reason you were.
Yeah, I don't remember Mark Poloncarz putting $1 billion down for this team.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate hearing from you. And you can see this story at WBEN.com. Some fans who are upset at the new vaccination requirements to attend Buffalo Bills games at Highmark Stadium have received a response from players who may help them out. Both wide receiver Cole Beasley and long snapper Reed Ferguson responded to tweets from fans upset with the mandate offering to buy them tickets to an away game instead. That is awesome. I wish other players would do the same thing. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN, and it is, who's next? Patty of North Tonawanda. Patty, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi.
I'm just so thrilled to hear the unity. I love it that people are coming together and they're going to stick together, and I love the principle. You know, this is my principle. I'm going to get rid of that season ticket. It's sad that people have come down to that, but I love that we're banding together.
Well, I mean, when you say banding together, the stadium is still going to be jammed with people.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard you say that, you know, how many people are actually going to go through with it. You know what, if we start hitting them where it counts with the money, then I don't know, maybe things will change. I don't know. This is ridiculous. I can't believe that we're all going along with it.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people, obviously, who aren't. I appreciate hearing from you, and hopefully we'll see if this does any good, but I know it won't.
Oh, bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, but see, here's the problem. The problem is the voters of Erie County. When offered a choice, they do the stupid thing. I mean, they always, almost without fail, they do the stupid thing.
Why?
I mean, we do pretty well on sheriffs, but we don't do real well with county executives.
Don't get it. I don't know why they keep getting voted in.
Gravy train. I have no idea. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Let's see. Somebody said it's actually Mark the Snark. Well, I think both are acceptable. Mark the Shark, Mark the Snark. I think they're both acceptable. I mean, what does a shark do? A shark will prey on something that is vulnerable to feed itself, right? And he's also snarky. You know, he thinks he's the smartest guy in the whole world, does Mark Poloncarz. And, you know, I figured out a long time ago that I'm really pretty stupid. And, yeah, it's good to know one's limitations.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, so obviously, y'all know what we're talking about. Yeah, you best be vaccinated. We're talking about the edicts that came out. And by the way, how long do you think it's going to be before Mark Poloncarz and Erie County says, to get into a restaurant or to get into a bar, you will have to provide proof of vaccination? They're doing this in New York City. They're doing it in Los Angeles. Do you think that Mark Poloncarz doesn't have wet dreams about being able to order you to do this at night or in the daytime whenever he sleeps? I don't know. But it's folks, there is a personality type that is a personality type that needs to remind you how powerful they are, a personality type that needs to tell you they have dominion over you and it likes to flex its muscles. And Mark Poloncarz is that type of personality type. I'm not that type of personality type. I don't want power over anybody. And I think you ought to have the free choice to do what you want to do. As far as your own body and your own medicine is concerned, it only affects you. So why shouldn't you have the choice? Your body, your choice. But that's only good in some cases. Okay, let's get to the calls on WBEN 803-0930. We have a winner already of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets. We do have a winner. I'll have more to give away tomorrow. Actually, I know I have to work tomorrow and Friday. The movie salad days are over for now. Here is, here's Lori in West Seneca. Lori, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hello, Lori.
I'm frustrated. I'm so frustrated.
Most women who call me do say that, but tell me why.
Well, I don't know when people are going to wake up. I don't know if people realize that Congress and the staff is exempt from the vaccination. Postal workers are exempt from the vaccination. Players, it's optional. 100 or more employees, they have to get vaccinated, but illegals coming over the border don't. That was asked to the press secretary, and she said correct. The masks that the politicians wear, they wear it for the camera, and then they're caught, off camera with it off. People want us to be informed about the vaccinations, but they won't talk about the VAERS website that talks about the, bad effects of the vaccines. They won't let you talk about it. They won't let doctors on that have a differing opinion.
I beg to differ with you on that. That might be true on Facebook and Twitter, but it is not true here. We've had Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Jane Orient on numerous occasions.
Oh, you do? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But mainstream media won't let them on. They won't let them on.
Peter McCullough's been on some other programs. I'm not sure about Jane Orient, but as a rule, social media would put a disclaimer up over anything said by Peter McCullough or Jane Orient. I share your frustration.
Yeah, and the media lied about ivermectin. I mean, it's a prescription for humans. It's not just for animals. It's proven. It was, you know, the guy that invented it, you know, he won a Nobel Prize for it. And the media just, you know, oh, we're taking horse dewormer. No, there's an actual prescription for humans that you can take, and the media just, they lie. They just lie.
Because the media is buying into and helping to prove. First of all, most of the mainstream media and one particular political party are indistinguishable one from the other. I mean, I'm sorry. How did we first hear of George Stephanopoulos, and now what is he doing? So it's very incestuous between one political party and most mainstream media. And you know, the problem with media is as wages get lower, the people get stupider and stupider who work in media.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's disgusting. They want people to be vaccinated, but people coming over the border don't have to be. I mean, there's no sense in this.
No, there is not. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm calling you for one. I mean, you know, and now Kathy Hochul wants daycare center children to wear masks. You're going to have 2-year-olds and 3-year-olds. Try having them wear a mask for 8 hours. I mean,
it's insane. And well, and the other thing is there's no medical reason for it. It's a total power trip. Kids are not dying of COVID as a rule. More children drown every year than have died so far during the entire course of COVID in the United States.
Right. So, but I just want to thank you for voicing our opinion, because I feel like in Buffalo, we have no voice. I mean, thank God for your station. You do have the other side of it, but even the local news stations and Twitter feeds are just so left. It's horrible.
I understand and feel your frustration, but if it makes you feel any better, you know, as far as like liberal and conservative, I know a lot of liberals who are as upset as any conservative by what's going on right now. And as I said, I think the better framework conceptually in which to view this is liberals and conservatives against the power-hungry statists like Mark the Snark or Mark the Shark Poland Cars. I mean, come on, if you met a guy, let's just say that you're single. If you met a guy and he kept telling you how much money he made, how much power he had, how he could make you do things you didn't really want to do because he had the power, what would you think of that guy?
Like you said, he's overcompensating for something.
Oh, I think so.
Well,
all right.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate hearing from you. Coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN, we're going to have with us attorney Steve Cohen. Now, I see some people from Orchard Park are finally calling in. Okay, because Steve Cohen is going to be touching base with us in just a moment or so. So, Pasquale, here is what I would like. The people who are on hold now, I mean, many of them have been on hold for a while. Would you like to see if they would like to ask a legal question of Steve Cohen so we don't just hang up on them? Maybe they have a legal question about the Orchard Park situation or the other situations I see on my little call screen there. And then, you know, we can just take it from there. So here's the deal, my friends. It goes like this. You have complained about me not going to calls with guests sooner. I consider that a very valid complaint. So I might ask a few questions, but typically what I'm going to do, anytime we have an expert doctor or lawyer on, I'm going to shut up to the greatest degree possible and go to your legal questions, in this case, because Steve Cohen from Hogan Willig is going to be with us. And all you have to do is fill my phones, and I will take your calls. Now, we still have the regular breaks because we are a commercial radio station with bills to pay and people to pay. But, you know, you get the drill, right? So the phone number for your legal questions, and yes, we have winners of the TSO tickets already done. So the phone number is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Your legal questions for Steve Cohen. You fill up my boards, and I'll go right to the calls ASAP. First of all, Steve Cohen from Hogan Willig, thanks very much for being with us. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Tom.
Steve, first of all, the big story everybody's talking about is the obviously the mandates announced by Mark Poloncarz yesterday and not exactly objected to by Pegula Entertainment Sports Group, whatever it is. Give us your take on the legality of the mandates as put out by the county executive.
First, when did Americans lose the right to make decisions for themselves about what's in their best interests? That's what I'd like to know. We find ourselves in constitutionally perilous times. I've never, you know, in my brief 30-plus year career, I've never seen anything like what COVID has done. It has shredded the Constitution. So I would say from a constitutional standpoint, the government has no business telling us what's in our best interest. They can advise, they can educate, but we have survived 41 pathogenic outbreaks far more deadly than COVID on a percentage basis. Things like smallpox and cholera and typhus and typhoid and yellow fever and malaria, the list goes on. And people did what they had to do to keep themselves safe, as we would do today. We're not that stupid. We do what we have to keep ourselves safe. To shut the economy down, to impose restrictions on the population, is offensive constitutionally. And by the way, the science doesn't support what's being done. We've already shown in courts time after time after time that this disease doesn't spread outdoors. None of these events, these games in outdoor stadiums, these outdoor activities have turned into super spreader events. It's indoor aggregations, meetings, and such that are the only things that seem to have limited air exchange, where the spread is at a much higher risk. But outdoors at I was going to say Rich Stadium. What is it? Highmark Stadium. There's no indication that there would be any spread. So the science doesn't support it, and our Constitution, I mean, that pesky little document says that we get to make decisions for ourselves. You know, I chose to get vaccinated. Why did my wife and I and our kids choose to get vaccinated? Well, we talked about it. We spoke to our physicians about it. They recommended it. We weighed the pros and the cons. So we did it. But to be told you have to be vaccinated in order to keep your job is repugnant. It is absolutely constitutionally repugnant.
We are talking with Steve Cohen, Hogan Willig, and your legal questions about anything relative to COVID, your job, COVID, your bills, tickets, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm going to beat people to this question. I have to ask it. Steve, people want to know, well, since you are so active in fighting against these mandates by New York State, how come your law firm goes to Kathy Hochul fundraisers?
Oh, we have gone to Kathy Hochul's fundraisers. We've gone to hear what she has to say. India Walton, if Lyndon LaRouche were running for something, I'd go to his as well. We have people in this office who are arch conservatives. We have people in this office who are extreme liberals, and we have everything in between.
And you also seem to advertise with this one right-wing lunatic radio talk show as well.
Yeah, right.
Which I should probably point out. Steve Cohen is with us. Well, I had to ask the question. Steve Cohen is with us. Your call, I will go to your calls ASAP, anything legal regarding the COVID mandates. And it's a little screwy today. We've got Steve from 3:45 we've got him until 4:45 today, but I don't want to keep him longer than that. He's got other obligations, which we definitely want to make sure he honors and respects. Very happy 88th birthday. She's 88. She's a Spitfire, still going strong. So we'll hold off on that new boat for now. All right. We have a sick sense of humor in the family. It's all okay. Steve Cohen is with us, and he is with Hogan Willig. And let me go right to your telephone calls. And a guy who is not cheap when it comes to buying a drink, Gibby in West Seneca, you're on WBEN.
Good afternoon, Tom. Thanks for remembering that. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mrs. B. The reason I'm calling, I want to ask Steve. My wife is working in the healthcare field. And she is really opposed to having to get the vaccination. She actually had COVID this year, had a really bad reaction to it towards the end, anaphylaxis that set in. I'm going to the hospital just because of the anaphylaxis, not the COVID itself. So she's worried because she's in healthcare, she's going to be losing her job. And I heard yesterday there was a judge in Utica, I believe, ordered a stay on that mandate for healthcare workers. So I'm wondering what kind of advice we could give her about that right now, if anything.
That's a very relevant question. We are representing healthcare workers around the state who are being faced with exactly the same ultimatum, either get vaccinated or get fired. Now, Judge David Hurd, who's a personal favorite of mine with the judiciary, Northern District of New York, His Honor, ruled that because the law was enacted or the mandate was enacted without a religious exemption, it violated the First Amendment. So His Honor didn't go far enough for my liking, but it did have the effect of suspending that particular mandate. The advice to your wife would be, look, get some medical support to show that she's entitled to a medical exemption, because there's some basis for that as an argument per the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of New York. I, as Tom Bowerly will tell you, and as I think Tom feels himself, you know, the more fundamental constitutional question here is, why can't she, a healthcare worker who obviously has some background knowledge in health, why can't she decide for herself what's in her best interest? And it's COVID, she has her own immunity has kicked in by virtue of having had that pathogen. So why can't she make the decision herself? And that's a more pressing question for me, but it's not the most practical question. The most practical question is, what do you tell your wife? And that is that, look, she can, for now, hang her hat on Judge David Hurd's decision in that Northern District case and say, look, the mandate does not provide for health exemptions. I already experienced, I had the disease, and I didn't do well with it, and I fear that if I have this vaccination, bad things are going to happen. And that's what she should present to her employer. And I don't think an employer is going to be too quick to refute what a federal judge has said. Now, the federal judge has given the government a short window of time to explain why it made a mandate without a that was actually a religious exemption. Without a religious exemption, I think, for the First Amendment.
Right.
For the moment, the entire mandate has been neutralized.
Which is good. I mean, Gibby, I thank you for the call. Just a few months ago, these people were medical health heroes. They were frontline heroes. There were signs in front of houses. A hero lives here. Now those exact same people, Steve, are regarded by the government as medical imbeciles, incapable of making a decision for themselves.
It's insane.
It's lunacy. Hold on, Steve. I know you've got that. We'll touch base again about 7 minutes after four. I know you've got some calls you need to return. So Steve Cohen will be rejoining us after the news at four. He's going to be with us until 4:45. And because you guys gave me some constructive criticism that I do value, I will, as long as I've got phone calls, I'm going to go right to your phone calls for attorney Steve Cohen on WBEN. So if you want to stack them up during the news, I would suggest it today, frankly. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I hope one of you asked the question, hey, I've got single game tickets for the Bills, and they changed the terms of sale. Do I have any recourse? Hope somebody does.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.